Hey everybody, how you doing? What's up, word nerds? What is going on with you today? I hope you're having a good day. Maybe this is the beginning of the day, and maybe this is going to set the tone for your day. I am recording this on May 7th, 7:03 a.m., and I would very much like to tell you about some words. The first word is expropriation. E-X-P-R-O-P-R-I-A-T-I-O-N. Expropriation, noun from the 15th century. This is, well, I haven't recorded it yet, but we're tagging on to the end of the previous episode with the word expropriate. And this word, expropriation, is the act of expropriating at the state of being or the state of being expropriated. Specifically, the action of the state in taking or modifying the property rights of an individual in the exercise of its sovereignty. The action of the state in taking or modifying the property rights of it. So I guess it's when the state is like, we are sovereign, we're our own thing, we can take away stuff from you. From owning to deprive possessions. Interesting. This is literally taking the property of people. Okay, great. Right now it is time to make a sound effect, and I'm going to go woo. The next word is EXPT, abbreviation for experiment. Woo. Next is EXPTL. So we just added an L, and that becomes an abbreviation for experimental. There is no M, no N in these abbreviations. Expet or expital. There we go. Ooh. Next is expulse. It's pulse, like the pulse in your wrist, your thing, wherever your pulses are. It's expulse. Transitive verb from the 15th century. The synonym is expel. Expelling from class, expelling from school. They're being expulsed because we now have expulsion. We don't really use expulse, but we use expulsion. Noun from the 15th century. This is the act of expelling. And also the state of being expelled. I think there should be an expelling bee, that if you don't get a word right, you are expelled from school forever. State of being expelled, expulsive is an adjective. Let's see, it's just from the Latin expellere, which means to expel, which is probably the same etymology as expel, you would think. But why do we have two forms of this? Expel, expulse, expulsion. Was there an expellation? I don't remember. It's interesting that we just have two forms. Are they literally two forms of the same word? I don't know. Next is expunction, E-X-P-U-N-C-T-I-O-N, noun from 1606. This is the act of expunging and also the state of being expunged. The synonym is the word erasure, just erasing a thing, expunging your record. You were stealing lots of loaves of bread, robbing banks, and then they were like, oh, but you know, it's fine that you did all those things. We're going to expunge. We're going to do some expunction on your record. That's when they were going to erase everything. This is related to our next word. We have expunge. Here's expunge. This is a transitive verb from 1602. So expunction with a C is another form of expunge. How it became the CT, I don't know. expungion. It's kind of a weird way to say that. Okay, so expunge, number one, to strike out, obliterate, or mark for deletion. You mark a thing, you strike it out, you're saying it's going to get deleted. Don't delete it yet, but we're going to mark it for deletion. We're going to obliterate it for deletion. Or, you know, you're striking it out, or you're getting rid of it, obliterating it, blowing it up into smithereens, or you are marking it for deletion. It's all about deleting. Number two, to efface completely, and the synonym is destroy. Destroy is expunge. Once you have blown up the big building, it has been expunged from the universe. There is a building down the street from me that is being expunged. It's an old football stadium, and they are going to build a new one. And it's also going to be where big old concerts can come. So I'm very excited about that. So it's been interesting to watch the old stadium slowly get expunged out of existence. Three, to eliminate from one's consciousness. And the thing that you might be eliminating is memory. And this is what is happening all the time in my brain. The memories are being expunged. When you get older, you're filling your brain with lots of new stuff and new memories, and the old ones are like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. In Inside Out, the movie Inside Out, that guy, I can't remember his name now. He had a silly, silly name. He was like an elephant made of yarn or something, and I think he got expunged. Sorry, spoilers. Expunger is a noun. Gonna wash my dishes with the expunger. Where'd my dish go? Okay, this word is from the Latin expungere, which means to mark for deletion by dots. Specifically by dots. How are you marking a thing for deletion by dots? You're putting little dots on the thing? That is from ex plus pungere, which means to prick. To prick. And there's more at the word pungent. I am lacking the knowledge of how this is all connected. Where's the thing that mentions dots? And why are dots used for marking deletion? Are you using dots to mark things for deletion? I see pungent comes from pungere, but what's the prick? You prick your finger, you're bleeding, but pungent? I don't know. I just don't know. Let's talk about some more words that I don't know. Woo. This next word is expurgate. Expurgate. Transitive verb from 1678. To cleanse of something morally harmful, offensive, or erroneous. But especially to expunge objectionable parts from before publication or presentation, as in an expurgated edition of the letters. Okay, so it's similar to the idea of expunging, getting rid of something, but it's typically morally harmful, offensive, or erroneous. Erroneous is just like it's wrong. It's just factually wrong, so we got to get rid of those things. Yeah, this is good. I like that. If it's offensive or morally harmful, if you're talking about how to treat people badly, that's something that might get expurgated. But yes, more specifically, especially, you are getting rid of objectionable parts before it is presented, before it is publicized. Before it goes to publication, a magazine, a newspaper, an essay, something like that. Before it goes out, you gotta look for these things that might be problems, either false or just not right, not right morally. They're objectionable. We have an example that I read: the expurgated edition of the letters. So what letters are these? Are these like letters from Lincoln to Kennedy And there's a version of them that has things that are objectionable, morally harmful. I don't know what Lincoln and Kennedy were talking about. But there's a version of them that is not expurgated, and then the version that probably went out to the public is expurgated. All that bad stuff has been taken out for some reason. I don't know what letters we're talking about. Expurgation is a noun, and expurgator is also a noun. See you later, expurgator. Why don't we say that? I started a new thing. Ooh. The next word is expurgatorial. Expurgatorial. What is this? Related to the last one, I believe. Adjective from 1807. Relating to expurgation or an expurgator. And the synonym is expurgatory, which is our next word. And I think it's great that the word purgatory is in there. And I'm really curious to see about this one. Okay. Ooh, woo, woo. Expurgatory. Adjective from 1625. Serving to purify from something morally harmful, offensive, or erroneous. Same words we saw before, pretty much. Serving to purify. Expurgatory. So something that is described as expurgatory is something that I guess removes. Well, it's not the noun, but it's described this way. I can't really think of a good example. The expurgatory pen will strike out harmful things. Is purgatory literally related to this etymologically? Maybe somehow. If you're in purgatory, you have been removed. But the X means it's out of, it's been purged. Purgare is to purge. Did I read this before? Oh, I think I skipped this. Expurgate. Yeah, the etymology, I don't think I read this. It is from the Latin verb expurgare, which is from ex plus purgare, which means to purge. So I don't really know what the ex is doing. Purge out. It's kind of the same thing. You purge something away from the text, but you purge it out. It's the same thing, pretty much. So if you're in purgatory, you have been purged, but you're dead, but you're not. The idea is you're not in the heaven or the hell, the good place, the bad place. You're in the weird place. It's just an interesting thing to think about. Go ahead and think about that. The next word is expwy. It's an abbreviation for expressway. I don't know if that's how I would have abbreviated it, but that's how it's abbreviated when people are abbreviating expressway, which I don't really know how often that happens. Expui. Woo, 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 woo. Next is exquisite. A fine, fine word. This is the first form. It is an adjective from the 15th century. Number one, carefully selected, and the synonym is choice. Mwah. I've chosen it perfectly, carefully. It is exquisite. Number two is archaic. The synonym is accurate. We don't use this anymore. If it's accurate, it's exquisite. I wonder if that's like a mistranslation or something. Number 3A is marked by flawless craftsmanship or by beautiful, ingenious, delicate, or elaborate execution, as in an exquisite vase. An exquisite vase, it's flawless. Whoever made it, they were flawless. It's beautiful, it's ingenious, delicate, or elaborate, or maybe all of those things all together at the same time. This vase has all of it. It's exquisite. Can't wait to read the etymology because I'm curious about that. 3B, marked by nice discrimination, deep sensitivity, or subtle understanding, as in exquisite taste. I really don't have exquisite taste. This is, you know, you're discriminating between good wine, bad wine, good food, bad food. We're mostly probably talking about food or wine. I mean, I guess you could talk about, like, what's your taste, what's your design taste, but typically I think here we're talking about food. Because you can discriminate things, deep sensitivity. You have a lot of sensitivity in all the subtleties of the flavors. Subtle understanding of what went into making that food, probably. We are watching Northern Exposure, and last night we watched an episode where they had a very fancy party with very fancy food and wine. And there was a little bit of a story about one of the bottles of wine. It was a very, very old bottle of wine, 1929 bottle of wine. And somebody who has exquisite taste, I don't want to give it anything away. There was something that was somebody had to recreate this very old bottle of wine, and somebody with exquisite taste tasted it, and it seemed like it was correct. And so the person who made the fake wine did a really good job. It was an interesting story part, a little bit of a plot. Okay, moving on. Number 3C, the synonyms are accomplished and perfected, as in an exquisite gentleman. This gentleman is very accomplished in his job, in his doings, all his doings, and he has perfected being a gentleman. I don't know how you do that. How do you perfect being a gentleman? Be nice is number one. That's what I think. 4A, pleasing through beauty, fitness, or perfection, as in an exquisite white blossom. This blossom is beautiful. It's been doing its fitnessing. It's been exercising, so it's got great fitness, and or it is perfect. This white blossom is perfect. You can see a pattern. Anything that is exquisite is just like the cream of the crop, the best of the best. 4B, the synonyms are acute and intense, as in exquisite pain. It's just the most, it's maybe not the cream of the crop pain, the best of the best pain, the pain of the pain. It's just the most intense. Exquisite is so so vast in that way. 4C is having uncommon or esoteric appeal, and there is no example there. An uncommon or esoteric appeal. Well, I guess this show is exquisite then, because it is very esoteric and it is uncommon, and it has just the tiniest little bit of appeal. So you just like you have a niche thing, maybe, when you're exquisite in that way. This podcast might cause you exquisite pain. This exquisite podcast might cause exquisite pain. Made by an exquisite brain. The synonym is choice. Exquisitely is an adverb, and exquisiteness is a noun. The etymology says that this is from the Latin verb exquirere, which means to search out, and that is not at all what I was expecting. To search out, that is from ex plus quirere, Q-U-A-E-R-E-R-E, quirere, and that means to seek. So you put the X in front, and you are seeking out, searching out, looking for something. But how did this the definitions come from that? Carefully selected, flawless craftsmanship, beautiful, ingenious, delicate, elaborate execution, nice discrimination, deep sensitivity, subtle understanding, accomplished, perfected, beauty, fitness, perfection, acute, intense, esoteric, uncommon. Not sure how that's related to searching something out. I am more confused by this word now, so we're going to read the second form. Woo, 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 woo. The second form of exquisite is a noun from 1819, and this is one who is overly fastidious in dress or ornament. They are making sure that their clothes are perfect. Maybe their hair is perfect. All the things are perfect. I am not that. My shirts are often wrinkly. Same with my pants. I am not an exquisite dresser or ornamenter or person. But maybe someday I will be an exquisite dead guy. Exquisite dead guy rotating in his display case. Okay, that's a They Might Be Giant song. Go listen to that. It's a great song. The next word is EXRX. Exerx. This is another abbreviation. We haven't had a lot of abbreviations, but we've had, I think, 4 in this episode. It's an abbreviation for executrix, which I think we had that a while ago. It was like a lady version of somebody who is executing one who is executing people, an executioner, a lady executioner, or maybe it's just a lady person who is just executing things, important things. Ooh. Next is a good word, exsanguination. 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 Some of you know what this word is. If you know your Latin, noun from circa 1909. This is the action or process of draining or losing blood. Oh my God, I got a cut. The blood is dripping from my fingers. I'm being exsanguinated. Usually, though, this is like somebody exsanguinates something else. A lion will bite the throat of something that it wants to eat, and then, so it is doing some exsanguination. Exsanguinate is a transitive verb. And this word is from the Latin exsanguinatus, which means drained of blood. And that is from ex plus sanguine or sanguis, which means blood. So yes, the blood has come out of the thing that it was having a great time in. Oh, my blood is so happy to be inside of me, pumping all through the body. It goes this way, and then it goes down, then it goes up, and it comes back in. And then some of it goes up this way, got to go to the brain too, and then come around. It's very happy to be inside. And when it leaves the body, it's like, oh, crap. We've got a problem. Houston, we have a problem. So lots of examples of exsanguination in movies and TV show, and I won't tell you all of them. But the first one that comes to mind is from that TV show with that guy. Here comes Spencer's memory problems again. I can see it in Dexter. That's it. That's it. I found it. Okay. The next word is exind. Exsind, transitive verb from 1662. This is to cut off or out, and the synonym is excise. You got the wart, you got to excind the wart. This is from the Latin excindere, which is from the ex prefix plus scindere, which means to cut or tear. There's more at the word shed. So I guess when you're shedding your skin, they're just being excinded off of your body. I think excise gets used more often than excind, but it's a good one, and I would like you to bring it back. Woo, 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 woo. Next is excert, E-X-S-E-R-T. This is a transitive verb from 1816. To thrust out, that's what it is, to thrust out. What is being thrusted out? It doesn't tell me. Exertion is a noun. So, you know, interesting. So there's insertion, insert. When you insert your coin into the Zoltar machine, you will get your, your wish might be granted when you insert. But this one, exert, is to thrust out. So if the machine does not like, if the sody pop machine does not like your coin, it might exert it into the little thing at the bottom where you got to go get your change from. It's like, this quarter's bad. I don't like this quarter. Please get rid of it. I have exerted it out of my machine face. This is not a word that I feel like it's used to thrust. It's literally just taking a thing out of a thing, right? Is that what it is? Sure. To thrust out. This is from exerere, and there's more with the word exert, but it doesn't say what any of that means. Whoop, 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 whoop. Next is exerted, adjective from 1816. This is projecting beyond an enclosing organ or part. This seems like a problem, a medical problem. A projecting beyond an enclosing organ or part. So if this organ is like everything wants to be enclosed there, but if something's poking out of it, it's been exerted, and you probably need to go to the doctor. Maybe if a bone is sticking out of the skin, the bone has been exerted, it's been thrust out of the skin, and the skin organ used to hold it in place, and now it is not, and that is a big problem. Call 911. Ooh, woo, 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 woo. Next is exicate. Exicate. E-X. This would be a good spelling bee, or maybe an expelling bee question. How to spell exicate? Pause this and give it a try. Ready, set, go. Okay, now that you are back, did you get it right? Let's find out. It is E-X-S-I-C-C-A-T-E, exicate. This is a transitive verb from the 15th century. To remove moisture from, and the synonym is dry. So when I am done showering, I'm rubbing the towel all over myself, or I just sit there and go like this and just be like, okay, dry me, air. I will wait here to dry. Please exicate me. No, I always use a towel. Because I don't like to put on clothes when I'm wet. I like to be very dry. I like to be crusty dry. No, that's not good. I need to put on lotion more. So exsication is a noun, and this is all it is, to remove moisture from. When you've got a dehumidifier in your room because your room is so moist from all the moisture in the air, the humidity, then the dehumidifier is exicating the room. This word is from the Latin verb exicare, which is from ex plus sicare, which means to dry, and also sicus, which means dry. So it's, you're drying it out. That's what it is. The X part is out. Dry out. Put just lay down and dry out. Exicate. Good word. One more word. Woo 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 woo. We have exsolution. Exsolution. Noun from 1921. This is the process of separating or precipitating from a solid crystalline phase. Precipitating. Yep, that's it. And I don't know what any of that means. So now I'm going to pick a word of the episode. Today we had expropriation, E-X-P-T-E-X-P-T-L, expulsion, expunction, expunge, expurgate, expurgatorial, expurgatory, E-X-P-W-I. E-X-P-W-I, what does that spell? Expooey? Exquisite, exquisite, E-X-R-X, exsanguination, exind, exert, exerted, exicate, and exolution. I think I'm just going to pick exquisite because I'm not an exquisite dead guy. There's a different song called Exquisite Dead Guy. But I'm a podcast guy with an exquisite podcast. And that's all that I got for you today. All right. It's fine. That was great. Wonderful. Everything is so exquisite. Exquisitely. I will tell you about an exquisite movie that I watched. I don't remember. Where did I leave off? Did I tell you? Oh, the last one. I rewatched Roadhouse from 1989, and I recorded myself talking about it because I had a free night, and I was inspired. So I did this. I recorded this just a few days ago, and if I put this out into the public, which I probably will, it will probably already be out in my YouTube feed, so you may already be aware of this. But the idea is you would bring up Roadhouse on one screen, maybe your fancy TV screen. I think you can rent it for a few bucks on YouTube and Amazon and stuff. I don't know why it's not free anywhere. And then you can bring up my video on another device. Yes, it requires a couple of devices, maybe your phone. Mostly it would be for the audio, but there's video as well. And then you would hit play at the same time as I do and watch it and hear me give my own commentary, telling jokes, being goofy, talking about the shots, the characters, whatever comes to mind. I don't even remember what I talked about. I have forgotten everything. So I guess go watch that. If it's out by the time this airs, I'll put the link in the show notes. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thank you very much for watching. You are an exquisite person for checking out this show. I can say that wholeheartedly. I know for sure for a fact you are exquisite. This has been Spencer Exquisitely Dispensing Information. Goodbye.